Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
What are we doing today?
We're doing contradictions for...
No!
Shit.
No, absolutely not.
No?
We're doing you're always wrong.
But it's contradictions.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the contradictions.
Yeah.
And that's the episode. That's what I'm going to call it.
It's the game.
The contradictions episode.
It's the game where I ask you a question and it doesn't matter what you answer because the Bible has contradictions. You're always wrong.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're doing that episode for the book of Psalms because we're done with Psalms and Psalms are behind us and we are done with Psalms.
You know what I'm right about?
What?
We're about to go do this now.
Yep.
Let's go do it.
Okie dokie. Okay, let's get into this.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
First question.
Yeah?
Is God the creator of evil? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct because, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, blah, 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 it says in 1 Kings.
Yeah.
And then, behold, this king is of the evil Lord. No, wait, this evil is of the Lord. Sorry, I fucked that up. And that's in 2 Kings.
Uh-huh.
And then, what? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And that's in Job.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
So those are the ones that corroborate your answer, but guess what?
Mm,
you're always wrong.
Fuck.
Because no, No, God is not the creator of evil.
No?
No, according to Psalms, which we just read.
Yeah.
For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. So,
okay.
I don't know that that's necessarily a contradiction, but it does kind of say he brings evil and he puts it on you versus he doesn't like that stuff.
But I find that, Christians in general don't like it when you're like, yeah, but God created all the evil. So, like, you know, you can't get around that because either he created everything or he didn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if he created everything, then he created evil.
Right.
I don't think he created shit, personally.
Same, same, same.
But if you're going to say that he did...
You can't have it both ways.
Right.
Believers.
Yeah.
You got to pick one.
Exactly.
Like husband did. Even if you're always wrong.
I just picked one,
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and I should say, I should have said this beforehand, some of these questions might be ones that I've asked before.
Okay.
We're getting to the point now that we're halfway through the Bible.
Yeah.
Or halfway through the Old Testament, at least.
Sure.
That when... Where some of the questions will overlap with books we've already read.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
We came up with answers to, but now we have further reason to say.
Right. These are specifically contradictions that we're finding in Psalms. And prior.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean.
That's what I'm saying. Some of these questions will overlap, and I don't remember which ones I've already asked.
Yes. No,
so we're going to have questions that I already said. Yes, the answer is yes, because according to Kings, blah, blah, blah. But no, because according to Genesis, blah, blah, blah.
Well, obviously. This is the Psalms contradiction.
Yes. All of these will have a base in Psalms in addition to anything else that I may or may not have already asked.
Sure.
I just wanted to clarify in case somebody's like, you already asked that.
Right.
I probably did.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, where does God dwell? Do you want multiple choice?
Yes.
Okay. You can say he dwells in Zion, or you could say he dwells in the heavens. He also dwells in other places that we haven't read yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to go with the majority of the time that we've been listening or that we've been reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with Zion because he's dwelled in the ark and on the tabernacle and in the temple. And he killed Uzzah that one time because, you know, he tipped over or he tried to stop the ark from tipping over. Like, he's always there, you know, like that's mm-hmm. what they say.
Right. And you would think so because in Psalms it does say the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. And it also says his dwelling place is in Zion. And it also says for the Lord hath chosen Zion. He lives there. It's habitation. This is my rest forever. Here I will dwell. So that's all from various Psalms.
Right.
Okay. But you're always wrong.
Oh, shit.
He dwells in the heavens,
also
according to Psalms.
Yeah.
God dwells in the heavens. Unto you I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens.
Okay.
So, I mean.
I kind of vaguely remember them saying both of those things. So,
yeah.
I already knew I was going to be wrong with that one, like, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Because we had talked about it.
Because we talked about both of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. You were like, shit, man, this guy's everywhere. He lived in a tent for a while. Yeah, I remember that. And I said he was a column of smoke for a bit, too. So.
But I was just going with the majority of time thus far. And I feel like the majority of time thus far has been said that he spends his time mm-hmm. on the ark in Zion, you know, sitting on that fucking throne or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so.
And believers, Christians would tell you, that the answer is both because he's all around
right,
and lives
right.
everywhere. So
yeah,
it's not a contradiction.
I'm sure there's some metaphorical blah, 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 whatever thing. That,
because sometimes it's literal and sometimes it's metaphorical and you're supposed to know the difference, except that nobody can agree and the different factions of Christianity all argue amongst themselves. So how the fuck am I supposed to know if even y'all don't have your shit straight?
I get shit from theists all the time, Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say, well, you're just not understanding how it's meant to be read. It's meant to be read metaphorically. And I'm like, yeah. I get it. I understand that there is not – it's not always a literal interpretation of what we're reading. I understand that. But the problem that I have with this is that some people do interpret it literally.
My parents are
part
of that.
Right.
There's a whole Southern Baptist part of the United States that takes it literally.
Yeah, and some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter, my truth of the matter is that mm-hmm. God does not exist.
Right.
And that it is harmful to our society to believe that God does and then use that idea to push laws and ideas on people that are harmful.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really give a fuck about your metaphors.
How you read it, it doesn't matter, because either way, whether you're reading it metaphorically or literally, you are putting your silliness and your belief and your nonsense on me
right.
and my children.
Yeah.
And that's problematic when we're supposed to be a nation of people who all came from different walks of life and are free to operate in their own homes how they fucking want.
So biblical metaphors can fuck right the fuck off.
Yeah, I would say so. Number three, does God help in times of need? Do you need multiple choice?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay, so you're going to say no. All right.
Multiple choice of yes or no.
Yeah, that's why I asked, do you need multiple choice?
Sorry. I just,
yes, no, maybe never. Like,
what? Was I pausing that long? Did I stutter in my answer that long?
No, you did not.
Okay, all right.
You would think that your answer is correct, because in 1 Samuel it says, and ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. And then in Psalms, why do you stand so far off, O Lord? Why do you hide thyself in times of trouble?
Right.
And then also in Psalms, he says, thou hearest me not, and why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou face from me?
Mm-hmm.
These are all like King James.
Yeah. I mean, it's somewhat like whatever. It's usually like a personal account of, why aren't you talking to me personally? Jesus Christ, fuck you for not talking to me personally, God.
Get over here.
which always blows me away, like, how if there is a God, and if the God that is there is the same God that was in, you know, Genesis and Exodus,
like,
how is he not fucking killing you?
Whomst the fuck do you think you are to make that demand is what I want to know.
Right.
The very audacity.
I mean, based on the biblical God, yeah, like, fucking A,
those man. Words would never escape my mouth. But it doesn't matter, because you're always wrong.
Obviously.
Of course he always helps the needy. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried out unto him, he heard.
That's, you know, which needy. Psalms. You know which needy he won't help?
Which ones?
The ones that don't worship him and fear him.
Right.
Those are the needy ones that he won't help.
Yeah. Kill them.
Right.
Kill them all.
Yeah.
Also in Psalms, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And the Lord is near to all who call upon him, like, as long as you call upon him.
Right.
Except, well, if you don't, because
it's not just calling upon him. You have to worship him and grovel at his feet and literally be scared.
You also have to be in the right part of the world.
Right.
And in the part of the world, you have to be in the right part of that country. And you should probably also have the right color skin for whatever area you're in.
And you got to burn the right kind of animal.
Yes, always. So number four, is every word of God pure?
No.
You didn't even hesitate.
Sorry, that was just my, you know, camped base
answer.
Yeah,
there. Your first instinct.
Right,
absolutely not.
Yeah,
you're right. According to 2 Kings, hath he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Yeah, that's not very pure, is it?
No.
But, you know, you're always wrong.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
So, according to Psalms, the words of the Lord are pure words as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Mm.
And then elsewhere in Psalms, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it.
That sounds very ethereal and beautiful.
Doesn't it? Especially when I use this tone of
voice.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, who owns the earth? That's number five.
I do.
You're so stupid. Do you want multiple choice?
I'm assuming God owns the earth.
It's either God or humans, but there's also another answer, Satan, but we can't read him yet because that one is in the New Testament. All of those answers.
Well, of those, I'm going to go with God, because technically, I think, given the fact that in the Bible, he flooded the entire fucking earth and killed everybody.
Yeah.
I would call that a bit of ownership.
Yeah.
And you
know, he takes credit for the building the whole thing and for all of the good that happens on it. And
right.
We are his.
You can't really own something if somebody can flood you and kill you.
Right.
I'm just saying.
You can say it's yours, but you're wrong.
Right.
It's kind of like If I say that, like if I'm renting an apartment and I say this is mine and it's like, well, but is it though?
No.
Like, no, you're renting. You don't have a mortgage on that. Unless like you bought a flat.
Right.
Then that's different. Or a condo or whatever we call those things.
Sure.
You know, then, yeah, that belongs to you. Right. But even then, but does it really? Because it kind of belongs to the bank. But
unless whatever. You own it outright.
Unless you own it outright. But even then,
the government could still requisition it or something. Could,
if they want to build a intergalactic
space highway.
Space byway, through your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so number five, who owns the earth? And you say God. And you would think that's correct. There's lots of proofs for that.
Sure.
Like in Genesis, the Most High God, possessor of earth and heaven. And then in Exodus, the earth is the Lord's and all the earth is mine. And then in Deuteronomy, behold, the heaven and the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord thy God, the earth also with all that therein is.
Oh, Jesus, that was some rough words
there. That was hard.
Yeah.
Might have fucked it up, but I just did it with confidence.
The heavens and heavens and Lord, and yeah.
Yeah, I just kept going.
Right, right.
Yeah. So in First Chronicles, all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. And then in Psalms even, we've got the earth is the Lord's, the world is mine, the heavens are thine, blah, 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 blah. But you're always wrong. Mm,
okay.
Because humans own the earth. Also, according to Psalms, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men.
I'm having a hard time with that one. Mm-hmm. Even though the words were said, if God were real and if the Bible were actually God's word, which obviously it's contradicted, I just, based on his actions, I can't accept that answer.
Well, it's kind of like, okay, so we had three different cars, and so we let Kid have one, but it's ours.
Right.
It's their car for all intents and purposes, but at the end of the day, it's in our name. We pay the insurance on it. We make sure that all of the maintenance is done. We usually pay for the gas that goes into it.
Right.
It is our car.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We're not planning on taking it back, though.
No, we're not. But if Kid was in here going, it's my car, like,
right.
we would laugh and cackle because it's like, well, it is. And do you really want it to be yours? Which Kid would never do because Kid is like.
Very grateful.
Very grateful. Understands that it's a great privilege that they have.
Sure.
And, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, the whole. It's not yours if somebody else can take it away from you or destroy it because they have more power.
Right.
And not just take it away and destroy it, but have the social and or legal right to do so or the physical power to get away with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, okay, if God took the earth back from us, that's not exactly like legal or moral or whatever, but he has the strength and power, according to the Bible, to do that.
Right.
That makes it not ours.
Yeah.
So,
no, I agree.
Okay. Number six. Oh, we're taking forever. We have so many opinions. Is God merciful? I've asked this one before.
No.
No. You look like that Bugs Bunny meme where he goes, no.
Well, I was trying to think of a time when he was merciful. And mostly he's only merciful to people who grovel before him. And that mercy is at that hard won. He's not merciful. He fucking killed Uzzah. I keep coming back to Uzzah because Uzzah was just trying to fucking steady a goddamn ark that was falling over.
And like it was his first instinct. He was just like trying to make sure it didn't hit the ground. Like with the American flag, you know, like it's not supposed to hit the ground. So you like dive for it. You know,
right.
Whatever.
And there was that guy that was like picking up sticks on Sunday, fucking zapped him dead.
Yeah.
And then Aaron's kids, they were lit the wrong type of incense or whatever and fucking killed them on the spot or whatever.
And then Aaron wasn't even allowed to fucking cry about it.
Right.
Like, oh, don't worry.
I mean,
if you cry, I'll kill you too.
These are only just the off the top of my head easy instances, but there's lots more of those where God's like, fuck you for that. And then like punishes them immediately.
Yep.
You know, and I can't say that he's merciful if there's no chance for redemption.
Right, exactly.
That's not mercy.
No.
Especially in cases where the infraction is such a small infraction.
Right.
It could be, okay, I understand that God wants it to not be a small infraction. It's a big infraction because otherwise why would he kill somebody over it?
Right.
But they are small infractions.
Yes, agreed.
So I just can't accept that answer that he's merciful.
No, me neither. And there are many places in the Bible where he's very cruel, unmerciful, and outright evil.
Yeah.
He punishes children and future generations for things their parents did.
Right.
In Exodus. He told Moses to kill people and hang their bodies on trees.
That was right after he gave them the Ten Commandments and said, thou shalt not kill. And then they get down to the bottom of the thing and find out that they're making idols. And he's like, nah, go kill those fuckers.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
Yep.
What the fuck is that shit? You literally just gave us the law.
But then
said, don't do that.
But then Moses dropped it on the floor and cracked it. So did it count? He also commanded his followers to kill entire cities and nations, killing without pity every man, woman, infant, and suckling.
Yeah, there was like one where they like wanted them to pile the bodies and
that's in whatever. Deuteronomy.
Like, Jesus Christ.
And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pit upon them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He killed 50,000 people because some of them looked into the ark of the Lord. Yeah. And that was in 1 Samuel.
Mm.
So, yeah, he is definitely not merciful. But having said that, this is the Bible, so...
Of course.
You're always wrong.
But I'm not.
But you're not. I don't take great pleasure in this one. According to Exodus chapter 34, God is kind, merciful, and good. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth.
Mm.
And then in Deuteronomy, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. And then in 2 Samuel, which, you know, we read a evil one from Samuel, but now we got this one.
Sure.
Let us fall now into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are great.
Mm.
And then lots of them in 1 Chronicles and Psalms. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Good and upright is the Lord, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy, blah, 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 like fuck off.
Right, right.
Yeah. So number 7, do evildoers prosper?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yes. I'm having a really hard time this time with the you're always wrong. Okay. Yeah, there is some truth to what you say. He might indeed be evil because in Job.
I just have a perfect example of evil doers always prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Trump.
I mean, that's true.
Like, I mean, come on.
He
this
falls
fucker
up.
Does everything wrong and does all the crimes. Mm-hmm. And yet. Like, he could go to fucking jail.
And he could still be president.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Both things can be true. And that is fucking just unbelievable.
Yes.
So in Job, those who do evil prosper. The tabernacles of robbers prosper and they provoke God. They that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly.
Mm.
And then in Psalms even, there's proof that he is, proof that the evil do prosper.
Right.
When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, they have more than heart could wish. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches.
Mm.
Okay. But you're always wrong.
Well, I also recall some from Job where Job was asking why the evildoers always prosper and stuff too. Oh,
yeah.
Did you say? Okay,
I said
I'm
Job.
I'm sorry.
I read one from Job. Didn't particularly read that one.
I apologize.
That's okay. But again, you are always wrong.
Mm.
So there is obviously proof that the evil do not prosper.
Sure. Proof. Okay? Quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah. In Psalms, which again, one of the proofs for was in Psalms, and now we're reading proof against.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
From the same fucking book.
Yeah.
Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous will be desolate.
Mm.
So
okay.
You know, it just depends on the day.
Yeah, sure.
Depends on the page.
Right. Yeah.
Number 8, how should we treat our enemies? Do you want multiple choice?
Sure.
Okay. There's love them, be kind to them, and treat them well. Or there's hate them and wish them evil.
Well, if you're asking which one the Bible condones, I'm going to say the hate. Which one I condone, I say love thy neighbors.
Right.
But the hate, like specifically in Psalms, I remember them fucking dancing in people's blood and letting their dogs lap up the blood and crazy shit.
All of the ones that I took for hate
yeah.
come from Psalms.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm just going to read various bits. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So all of these prove you correct that, yes, God says that you should treat your neighbors with hate.
Got it.
Or your evil people.
Sure.
Your enemies.
Hate thy neighbor.
Hate thy enemy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or yeah. Hate thy enemy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
neighbor.
These are all from Psalms.
Unless
okay?
your neighbor is your enemy. Then of course you can still
I
hate
mean,
them.
I mean, our neighbors are enemy and I'm not fond of them, but I don't like wish them dead or anything.
Right. I mean, somebody hurt themselves over there the other day and we were like, what?
Everybody okay? actually ran outside to make sure dude was okay and was like, do you need any help? And
right.
Yeah. But yeah. No, he's okay. He had to go to the hospital and get stitches. But
right.
I mean, I was like, let me know if I can do anything
yeah.
because you know why? I'm a decent fucking person.
Right.
With morals.
We don't hate them. It's just
no.
they have a, you know, Trump Buddha statue.
Yeah, and they and gave us hassle over
they
our
hassle
parking
us over
in
parking.
Front of our house.
Yeah. I mean, we have a tiff with them, I would say.
They didn't start out with us on a good foot, so I wouldn't say I'm fond of them.
Right.
But
they do wave at us from their yard sometimes
yeah.
and say hi and shit
and
like
pretend
that.
Pretend
so,
we're friendly. And,
right, right. Yeah. It's all good as long as we're all just, you know.
As long as we're all
going
just,
along to getting along.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Even though I don't like her and I think she doesn't like me.
Yeah.
I think that if I went over in an emergency, she would probably let me use her phone.
Oh,
or,
I'm sure.
You know, give me aid.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah. We're not about to break out like the McCoys and the Hatfields, you know, here.
McCoys
or something.
And the Hatfields. What generation are you? Jesus Christ. How old are you? What the fuck? How did you even pull that out of your ass?
I mean, it was on Bugs Bunny, for God's sakes. Come on.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how fucking old are you?
I mean, apparently I'm ancient, I guess. I don't
older
know.
Older than me, even though I'm older than you. I mean, that's just so not something that I would pull out the way you just did.
But don't you think
ever.
Most of our listeners, the ones that are the same age as us, will get that reference at least?
I honestly don't know.
Hmm.
I really
well, anyway,
don't.
For those that don't, it was a feud between families. I don't know a ton about it. But.
I think that they would probably be more familiar with Sharks and Jets or Crips and Blood.
Anyway, it was like they were like in Kentucky or something. Kentucky or somewhere down there. And there was a feud between families. It was on Warehouse 13, for God's sakes.
It was the Montagues and the Capulets.
It was on Warehouse 13.
It was.
So it's not that random.
No, I didn't say it was random. It's just... I just named so many other examples of ones that would come to mind before those.
Sure, sure.
And that it just really surprised me because you're not always the most like literary or whatever. Like, I don't know. That sounded insulting and I didn't mean it to.
Yeah, it kind of was.
You are.
Because I do read quite a bit.
You do, but oh my God, I'm the one that makes obscure references.
Oh, yes.
Not that that was obscure,
man,
but
I'm really sorry that I was the one that made an obscure reference. I will try to endeavor never to do that again.
Oh my God. I can't get out of this, can I? Anyway, hate your neighbor.
Yeah.
All from Psalms.
Uh-huh.
Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them.
You did that one right at the first time.
I did. Let destruction come upon them unawares. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell.
Jesus.
Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Let them be as cut in pieces.
Fuck.
Thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not and make their loins continually shake.
Yeah.
Do unto them as unto the Midianites. They became as dung for the earth. So persecute them with thy tempest. Fill their faces with shame. Let them be put to shame and perish. And I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies.
Some okay? love here.
That's all from Psalms.
This is some loving God shit here.
Yeah. Those are all from Psalms, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but I'm not even going to sing it. You're always wrong. Womp womp. So, do evildoers prosper? Well, those who do evil, I scrolled too far.
Yeah.
Sorry. How should we treat our enemies? We just went through, you should hate them, of course.
Right.
But
no,
you're always wrong.
Okay,
you should
right,
love
yeah.
them and be kind to them and treat them well, which is
of course,
how we do.
Right.
Because we have morals and values.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This is from Exodus. If thou meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a dick.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, our people next door have dogs, and I would take their dogs back if their dogs got out.
Yeah.
They got into our yard. I'm not going to pretend toss it's mine.
Their kids play wiffle ball next door. We toss the ball back over or let them come over and get it.
Yeah. We have an opening in our fence, and they just come in and get it now.
Yeah, because they know we're okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, I did tell them it's okay. Right. They didn't actually come into my yard.
Right. No, they were good. They were good.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Okay, this one's from Psalms. Oh, wait. No. Sorry, that was the only example I have.
Okay.
Yeah. There are other examples, but let us not forget we haven't read the whole Bible
yet. I mean, that's more the Jesus-y thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Jesus was all about loving your neighbor.
At least we think. We haven't got there yet.
From what I hear.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
It's the rumor.
The hardcore Christians, like the Baptists and stuff,
yeah,
they like the fire and brimstone and hatred of the Old Testament, but not necessarily all the rules.
Yeah.
And they like to pretend that they are in the New Testament because Jesus saves.
Sure. You know what I mean? No, they like to have it both ways.
Yeah. And then, like, if you point out stuff to them, then they're like, that's OT. That doesn't count. We don't do that. Right. And I'm like, all of the hatefulness that you exhibit is from OT. The OT.
Right. Yeah.
But whatever. They've never read it straight through and asked questions like we're doing. So fuck them.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 9. Is it wrong to steal?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. According to the Bible, not us.
Right. No, I was answering for myself. Sorry.
What?
I was answering that it's wrong to steal. Like you asked me, is it wrong to steal? I said, yes, it is.
In my brain, the question played out, is it okay to steal?
Oh.
And so when you said yes, I was like, it is not. What is wrong with you?
No, you said, is it wrong to steal? Right. I said, yes, it is wrong.
Right. It is wrong to steal.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it is always wrong to steal. Okay. Yeah. From Exodus, we've got, thou shalt not steal. From Leviticus, ye shall not steal. Mm. From Leviticus, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him.
Right.
From Deuteronomy, neither shalt thou steal. From Psalms, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again. So you're wicked if you steal.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But according to the Bible, you're always wrong.
Mm.
Because sometimes it's okay to steal.
When is it okay to steal?
In Genesis, Rachel stole the images that were her father's.
Okay.
I don't know if you recall that.
Wasn't that the idols or something like that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She stole them, though.
Okay.
And took them with her on the road.
That was okay?
Well, it's okay that it worked out. She stole them and took them with her.
Got it. You know? Yeah.
Also, every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. And that was in Exodus.
Okay.
You know, you were supposed to fuck up your neighbor's shit because...
Got it.
You know, they're
Egyptians.
Egyptians.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
as long as it's Egyptians or, you know, some other non-Israelite community.
Some other religion.
Right. Then it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also in Exodus, let every man borrow of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold.
It says borrow, though.
Borrow without asking was the implication there.
Got it.
Yeah. And then also in Exodus, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians, and they spoiled them.
Mm.
So they borrowed them in order to destroy them.
Got it.
So
got it
was stealing.
Sure.
They didn't give it back.
Right. No, I got it. Yeah.
All right. Number 10, will the earth last forever? I have not asked this one before.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
It just won't.
Okay. So. You're right. It will be destroyed.
Okay.
The earth and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, according to Psalms.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're right. But you're always wrong. Mm. The earth will last fucking forever.
Okay.
Infinity, babe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In Deuteronomy.
That's not how science works.
No, it's not. In Deuteronomy, that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever.
Mm.
And in Psalms, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. And the earth which he hath established forever. And I'm still in Psalms.
Yeah.
Who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed forever? So.
That's a lot of forevers.
That's a lot of poesy and metaphor and ignorance because they just didn't know.
Right.
When I say ignorance, I mean classic sense of the word, not you fucking ignoramus.
Right.
Like, right. I'm saying,
they were literally ignorant of science. So
and math,
they can't know
geometry.
How the world even works, let alone
song
that it's going
structure,
to end.
Poetry.
Right, right.
They were so primitive. Like, they didn't even have Netflix.
I have no problem with that. The problem I have with this book is that it's still used today.
Right, right.
That's the and not just that, but they take these words and they say, this is the way it is. And I'm like, but it's fucking not.
Right. And if it was only the good ones that say everybody treat each other with love and respect and let
sure.
us help each other, that would be okay. But it's not. It's sometimes be mean and steal things and kill. Like, wait, what?
Right.
And also, right. We don't like you because you wore pants and girls are only supposed to wear dresses. And, you know,
yeah,
like
there's some...
70 years ago, like you would get in trouble if you went into a church, into some churches as a woman wearing a fucking dress or wearing pants instead of a dress.
Right.
You
right,
know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You guys can't even agree on shit through time.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
Okay, number 11. Does God desire animal sacrifices?
Yes.
Yes, yes, he does. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground, blah, 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 blah. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, that was from Genesis. Mm-hmm. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord.
Builded?
He builded is what it says.
Oh, okay.
For reals.
All right.
Because this is from the, what's that, the... King James.
Got it. Got it.
Sometimes I keep wanting to say New York Times instead of King James. I can't. I don't know why. Like, my sister has a thing where sometimes she says umbrella instead of elevator and vice versa. Mm. And like,
and yours is King James and New York Times.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't know what the thing is, but there's some connection between those terms that...
I see.
They're interchangeable. I know that they're not, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Dear God, I know that they're not, you guys. It's just a thing. Anyway, Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. That's in Genesis.
Yeah.
There's more in Genesis. I'm not going to read
all of it.
There's some in Exodus. Give me that shit and I'll bless you.
Right.
Numbers, the same. Sprinkle their blood upon that altar. Get it.
You had to sprinkle it like to the east, to the west, the north, south.
And don't pee on the tent.
Know, right.
Tabernacle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. In Deuteronomy, offer that shit. But guess what?
What?
You're always wrong.
Okay.
I sing that one kind of soft because who cares? God doesn't desire animal sacrifices.
No?
No.
Oh.
In Psalms, it says, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. And... also in Psalms, will I eat of the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Come on now.
It says come on now.
I added that because I'm trying to like go on with the tone of it because you'd have to read the whole thing in order
sure.
to catch the tone.
Sure, sure.
But I didn't write down the whole thing.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But it was implied that the next sentence was
no.
Come on
fuck
now.
Right, yeah.
And then still in Psalms, for thou desirest not sacrifice, thou delightest not in burnt offerings.
Hmm.
So, you know, just depends.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Okay, number 12. Does God know and see everything? I've asked this one before, too.
I'm still going to say no, because, mm-hmm. I mean, he couldn't even fucking find Adam and Eve,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't know that Cain killed his brother Abel, so.
Right.
And that was when there was, like, four fucking people on the planet.
Yeah, and
so.
That's the first example I have. Genesis, he could not find Adam and Eve.
Hey, I'm sorry, if you can't figure out where your four fucking people are on the planet,
mm-hmm.
you can't find shit, so.
No, it's true.
I have no faith in your finding ability.
And then there's further ones in Genesis that aren't Adam and Eve related.
Okay.
Let's see. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth. This is Cain. And from thy face shall I be hid. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.
Got it.
Yep.
God can't see into the land of Nod.
Because you know why? Because these were geographic gods. They were just to do with their little area because
right.
these were tribes.
Yeah.
So, like, we're going back in time here to explain.
But it sounds a lot like we're talking about Mordor or something, you know, like
right.
from fucking Lord of the Rings. Like,
it's outside the Shire. also in Genesis, remember the Tower of Babel?
Yes.
Okay, and God said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top... Oh, no, these were the people that said this, not
right.
God. Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came to see the city and the tower. Mm. He had to come see it. He couldn't see it from space.
Okay. Yep.
Further on, the Lord appeared in the plains of Mamre. He appeared to Abraham. Mm-hmm. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. So he was like, dude, where's your wife?
And couldn't even know that she was in the tent.
Huh? Right. And there was no reason for that. Like,
right.
She's right fucking there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, God, who knows everything and has laser eyes. He's right there. She's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still in Genesis, we've got Sodom and Gomorrah. I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry which is coming unto me. And if not, I will know. So he's like, are they doing bad? I think so, but I'm not sure. I better go down and see.
If this dude knit together the entire fucking universe, mm-hmm. and he can't know his own fucking people on his planet and what they're doing, mm-hmm. it doesn't bode well for the universe.
Right.
You know, it really like doesn't. It's not a good, I don't trust it,
yeah.
you know, if
yeah.
that's the case. It, no, if, it's true. If God were real, I'd be like, I'm a little worried about this universe thing you built, man.
Yeah.
Because you can't even track your own fucking people.
Right.
So you probably didn't do a great job. And, you know, have you checked up on it recently? Is it all okay? Like, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? So then in Deuteronomy, he led those people forever, 40 days or 40 years in the desert.
Wasn't that Exodus?
Well, yeah, but then also the verse that I have is from Deuteronomy.
Oh, okay.
Where God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to know what was in thine heart.
Ah.
He didn't know.
Right.
He didn't know what was in their heart. You want to make
But there's also things where it says that he does know.
I'm not there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You are always wrong. That is
true.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah.
You were fighting my case here.
Right, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. In Judges, it says, though may I prove Israel whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. So he's like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm God. I know everything, but I don't know.
Sure.
And then in Job, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down on it.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, the way I stroll.
Yeah, right.
Take me a little walkie walk. And God's like, where are you coming from?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're always wrong.
Of course.
Because also in Job, no thought can be withholden from thee.
Mm.
And in Psalms, for he knoweth the secrets of thy heart. Mm. So, yeah.
But he doesn't.
But he doesn't.
Because he's not real, mostly. But
right,
you know.
Right. Okay, so then we've got a simple yes or no question, husband.
Okay.
Number 13, do the wicked live long? Yes or no?
Yes.
Wherein do the wicked live, become old, yea, and are mighty in power? That's from Job.
Okay.
But you're always wrong.
Of course I am.
And according to Psalms, bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days.
Mm.
So, mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Here we go. This is a really good one. Number 14. No, we've asked this before and we've talked about it too. Can God be seen?
Well, it depends on who you are.
And who you ask.
Yeah. But I'm going to go with, according to the Bible, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would too. Like, yeah, he showed himself multiple times.
Right.
He showed his ass to Noah. I think that's one of these.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Genesis, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And when Abram was 90 years old, and it, so many years, 90 years old and 9, so 99.
So 99,
right.
Yeah.
The Lord appeared to him, blah, blah, blah. And the Lord appeared to him again in the plains of Mamre. And God appeared unto Abraham in Exodus. And then he appeared to Isaac and said, go down into Egypt. And then he appeared to Abraham again. The Lord appeared unto Isaac, and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father, fear not. And God appeared unto Isaac. I mean, Isaac and Abraham, he appeared to a whole shit ton.
Yeah.
Let me scroll down. Oh, he also appeared to Jacob.
He appeared all over the fucking place.
Yeah. And Bananarama, remember?
Yeah.
He appeared to Jacob, and then he appeared to Jacob again, and he appeared to Jacob again, and he appeared to Moses saying, I have surely visited you.
Right.
And He appeared lots of times to Moses, 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 Moses. I could keep scrolling. I mean, yeah, he appeared to a lot of people.
Right.
Okay. Oh, he appeared to David and who else? Micaiah and just so many people. Yeah.
Right, right.
So I just scrolled through all of that. I'm not going to like.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. I mean, obviously.
It was a lot of people. Yeah. But you're always wrong.
Yeah.
Because according to Exodus, no, God is invisible. There shall no man see me and live, you know?
Right.
So not only can't you see him, if you do see him, you'll fucking die.
Well, I mean,
which isn't a lie.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
So,
yeah.
What do they mean by that exactly?
I could say, if you take this, you're going to die.
Do you die immediately, though?
Right.
Or do you die later?
Do you die when you
normally die?
Right, right. It's kind of like that story that we read over the weekend in the Jewish fairy tales,
yeah,
where he said, I'm going to do what my father did. And then it turns out, which was go to bed without supper.
Right.
You know,
right, yeah.
Kind of like not, it's withholding information.
Sure.
Number 15, what's God's name? So many.
I mean, I so prefer many. Elohim. Because
that's not even on the fucking list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We've got
Dick.
I am that I am. We've got Jehovah. Those are some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Here Yahweh. We go. Here we go. Yeah. Like I didn't list all of them.
Right.
Okay. So in Exodus, God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever.
Right.
And then also I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, which is Yahweh. So that just depends on which translation you're reading. And then, my name is Jehovah, he said in Exodus.
Yeah.
And then, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. And then, I don't recall seeing this one, so I should have probably taken a note.
Wasn't there one psalm that named like seven different names of God in the same psalm?
Yes, but this one that I'm about to say,
yeah,
I don't recall this particular name.
Okay.
So I want to look this up for later.
Sure.
Psalm 68, verse 4, or chapter 4? No. What? I don't remember.
Sure.
Anyway, sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah.
Jah, huh?
Jah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Psalm 68, verse 4.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, you're always wrong, whatever. You can't pick the right name. He's got lots of names. So number 16, how many gods are there?
A fuck ton.
A fuck ton.
Yeah.
It's true. There are several gods. Okay.
Just several?
Several. Okay. Because in Genesis, and God said, let us make man in our image, which I take umbrage with that one because a lot of times these powery people,
yeah,
they refer to themselves in a third person plural.
Sure.
So I don't necessarily think that counts.
Right.
Let's see. Let us go down there and there confound their language.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one that I'm like, was he saying, hey, let's all us gods together go down and
or
kick
maybe
over
the
that
angels
tower.
Or something. You
true,
know, so.
True, true. Okay. But here's where we get into some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment.
Okay? Right.
That's
right.
Acknowledging there
gods
are gods.
Of Egypt, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I will go and prove that there's no gods of Egypt.
Right.
But that there are gods, and I'm going to kick their ass.
Right, right.
Okay, and then also, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among all the gods?
Right.
Right? Like, okay. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. We're still in Exodus.
Okay.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He that sacrificeth unto any god save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed.
Mm.
Thou shalt not revile the gods, make no mention of the name of other gods, and thou shalt make no covenant with other gods, them or their gods.
Right.
I mean, so many, like, no gods, all the gods. There's so many gods.
Right.
In Judges, will thou not possess that which Chemosh, thy God, giveth thee to possess?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
First Samuel, you shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure, he will lighten his hand from off you and from your gods.
Hmm.
So there's a bunch. Also in Psalms, For the Lord is to be feared above all gods. Worship him, all ye gods. Our Lord is above all gods. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. There's just so many.
So many.
So right, many. Right, right. But you're always wrong.
Of course I am.
You know, let me scroll back up. Because, no, there's only one.
There's only one?
There's only one.
Oh.
Yeah. In Deuteronomy, unto thee it was shewed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him.
Hmm.
And the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. And in Deuteronomy, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Got it.
And, you know, there's just.
Sure.
In 1 Kings, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. The one.
The one God. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, whatever.
Yep.
That one annoyed me. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. All right, number 17. What is the human lifespan?
120 years.
You would think. So it starts out that, yes, in Genesis, he says, yet his day shall be 120 years.
Right.
Okay. But then we've also got some evidence that it's more than 120 years.
In the Bible.
In the Bible. Right. Because after the flood, there were so many people that lived longer than that.
Yeah.
According to the Bible.
Right.
Like right. Noah lived 950 years.
Yep.
Shem, his son, lived 600 years. Nahor, I remember the name, not how he's related.
Sure.
He lived 148 years. Terah, again, remember the name, not the story, but he lived 205 years. Sarah lived 127 years. I don't know if I count that. Like, she squeaked by.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, right.
I'll let that one slide.
Yeah.
Abraham and Ishmael, they both beat that by far. Abraham, 175 years, and Ishmael, 137 years.
Got it.
So, yeah. You know, fuck off.
Right.
And then in Psalms, the answer is 70 years. The days of our years are 70 years and 10.
Mm.
So.
Okay. I mean, that seems more reasonable for the time. And
yeah, 70, you know, seems about right.
Yeah.
100, 900. I'm not buying
right,
it.
Right.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
So, number 18, does God lie?
They would like to say no.
But does he lie?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, he does. In 1 Kings, it says, now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee.
Mm.
So, yeah, he okay. lied. I don't care what else you say.
Right.
You're
right.
not always wrong.
Right.
I found one.
Well, I mean, Job is another place where he lied
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. In 2 Chronicles, it says, now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets. And yeah, I didn't even get any from Job.
I guess he didn't specifically lie.
He didn't lie in Job. He just didn't tell him
right.
what was
happening.
Right.
It was omission. Yeah. It was lie by omission.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So then the Bible says that you're always wrong. I disagree
yeah, right,
on this one.
Right.
He says, no. In Numbers, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's something. He gets to fuck around and he never has to
find out. Right.
Yeah. In 1 Samuel, it says, the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent. And then in 2 Samuel, thou art that God and thy words be true.
Mm.
And then in Psalms, thy word is true from the beginning. So, yeah,
okay.
He don't lie.
Apparently.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yes, you do. Number 19, does God sleep? Yes or no?
I mean, yes.
Yes. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? That's from Psalms.
Yeah.
So I remember that one.
Right. No, I do too.
But you're always wrong because also in Psalms, no. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Mm.
So, you know.
Okay. All right. But he did rest.
He did rest.
I know he rested.
He did.
According to Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. He did right. take that seventh day, and that's
and
the Sabbath.
There's been some pretty bad atrocities in humankind mm-hmm. throughout time. I mean, and I don't know where he was.
I would say he took the day off.
If I was him, I would be like, yeah, I was sleeping.
I definitely
Sorry.
Took a shut eye.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Took a puff. Is that took a powder? That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's a phrase.
Okay. Where?
Took a powder.
Where's that a phrase
at? I don't know. I've heard it though.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more obscure than Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that one I don't know.
I've heard it though, took a powder.
Okay.
I don't know where.
Siesta. I've heard siesta. That's, you know.
I would hope that you've heard of siesta. Jesus Christ. That one's not obscure, like, at all.
Right. No, I know. I know.
I would hope
that... I was saying that one is more relevant, you know, like, because people have heard of it, so.
Yeah. All right, number 20. Does God respect anyone? Anyone at all?
No. That's just my personal opinion.
Right. There's proof of that in the Bible.
All right, right.
For that to be correct. Yeah. Because in Deuteronomy it says, "For the Lord your God regardeth not persons." He holds them not in regard. Nope. Irregardless.
Oh, I hate that word.
So do I.
I used to have a boss that said it all the time and I couldn't stand it.
I couldn't put up with that. Like every time your mom and your brother, every time y'all get together, you always say asterisk. And I'm like, y'all know better.
Yeah.
You know it's not asterisk. And I know you know better because I've bitched to you about it.
Right.
But you get around them two and the three of you, it's an asterisk. And I'm like, I will literally like jump into your conversation and be like, everybody stop talking for a minute. All of you have to stop saying asterisk.
Right.
Right now.
Right.
Okay. So also in 2 Chronicles, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons.
Mm.
That's definitely, I feel that. But you're always wrong.
Of course.
I had to sing that one good because it's the last one.
Right.
Yes, he does respect people.
Mm.
He respected, not Cain, but he respected Abel.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then, God looked upon the children of Israel in Exodus and God had respect unto them.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then in Leviticus, for I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Says he's going to respect them.
I guess.
And then in 2 Kings, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them.
Mm.
In Psalms, it says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect for the lowly.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of respect there.
That's a lot apparently. Of respect.
Mm-hmm. I just don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
Yeah.
You don't treat people like that.
No.
I don't care how powerful you are.
He's an asshole.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
God's a dick.
He definitely is. Definitely is. That is our contradiction episode for today, though.
Mm. You're always wrong.
But this time I'm right. That was our episode for the day.
You're still always wrong.
Only because you're continuing to talk.
But I agree with you.
You agree with me?
But you're still always wrong.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys in like a week.
Or whatever. We've got stuff lined up for you.
We got shit coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's things and stuff. And it'll be out in the next few days.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back next week with Proverbs.
Proverbs.
Yeah.
We're starting the book of Proverbs next week. So that is when we will be back on track.
Yeah. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But, husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.